Let's pick up Dave in Cleveland, and he's got a question about the prostate. Are you there, Dave?
Yes, doctor, I'm here. Recently diagnosed with early stage of prostate cancer.
Okay.
I had a biopsy done, very minuscule amount. One of my biopsies came back positive out of 12.
Okay.
So I'm searching for some
answers.
Traditional assistance.
Well, that's a good idea. But
along with traditional meds.
No, that's fine. Here is what I think most critical care practitioners are not aware, that the driver for issues with the prostate are often the front teeth. So if there's a root canal, upper or lower, one of the front four teeth, usually this reflexes directly to prostate. So the first question I'd have for you, Dave, is there a root canal in one of the upper or lower front four teeth?
No, doctor, there is not.
Excellent, excellent. That is a wonderful thing. Then what I would ask, is there any scar, like a hernia scar, or any scar near the prostate, on the center line or near it somewhere? Anything actually from the forehead to the pubic bone could go there. Are there any scars on the body?
The only thing that I've had trouble with my atlas bone in my neck.
Mm-hmm.
I was in a car accident, okay, and I've had some adjustments there. I've had no surgeries in that area. I did have a tonsillectomy back about 20 years ago.
I don't think that's going to do it. Okay, so you've stumped the band. I don't think I can give you some super help here.
Okay.
What I would recommend then is that you get on something like Prostate Complex.
Okay.
And since the, and how much do you weigh and how old are you?
I'm 50 and I weigh 190 pounds.
You're 50?
Yes.
Okay, and 190. Okay. All right. The first thing that I'd recommend is maybe 3 Prostate Complex per meal.
Okay.
And since the Center for Disease Control feels and has identified that biofilms are a big issue in the prostate, it seems to me that it would be good to use a nice, gentle, but yet effective biofilm buster, and that would be allicin complex, which is the active fraction of garlic, allicin stabilized, so about 3 of those per meal. And what you should see is in the 8 or 10 or 12 weeks that, you know, things are looking better there, and hopefully we get things with whether they're going to surgerize this area or what they're going to do. But try to make sure that whatever is done is localized, because you really don't want to expose the whole body to some of these pretty harsh therapies, okay?
That's what I'm trying to avoid totally. I'm trying to treat this alternatively.
Okay. So this would be first step, and if everything... there's one more thing I would use here, too. It's called Oncoplex.
Okay.
And this guy gives the nutrients that help to get cells that may not be in their best normal shape back to a more normal shape, or apoptotic. In other words, they kill themselves. And again, here I'd use about 3 per meal. And once this thing seems to have blown over, then what I would do is maintain maybe 2 multi-pollen at breakfast for the rest of your life, sort of as a insurance against this, because these nutrients have been shown in Germany and throughout Europe to be tremendous support for the genitourinary tract for both male and female. And so this way you would have the bioflavonoids that might help, you know, the body have enough power to prevent another episode. Okay, Dave?
Okay.
And think about those scar traumas. You know, you may have missed one. There may be something going on there. And, of course, if you want, you could visit a QRA practitioner, and these people would be able to test you head to toe and see exactly where the imbalances are and exactly what else the body needs. And they could then check to see if there is any tooth other than the most common ones, the upper and lower front four teeth, that are reflexing to the prostate and may have been part of a player in the initiation and progression of this problem. Okay?
Okay. And what would you do ongoing? I mean, I'm going to get my PSA checked again. Do you recommend any other traditional testing modalities to monitor this?
Well,
the surgery round?
If you didn't do the surgery, one of the things that there are very nice new DNA adjunct testing The average practitioner may not know how to do this, but many of the universities are right up on this, and this would give you a very a much more precise marker as to what's going on and how you're progressing. Okay.
It's called a DNA adjunct therapy.
DNA adjunct testing.
Oh, testing.
Very nice stuff. Little pricey, but I think you get your bang for the buck. And I think you also get a way of monitoring this to make sure as you get through it this time, is it going to come back and get you again? And so you'd have a nice way without irradiating yourself or doing any invasive, potentially damaging testing. This is going to be the testing of the future. It's going to be wonderful.
Would you avoid any more biopsy testing, doctor?
Every time you do that, you have a scar trauma, and you're going to have to treat those scar traumas with the Medi Body Packs. Otherwise, they themselves could reflex to the site and sedate the normal nerve and energy flow and create an environment that may promote some problem again. Okay?
Okay.
Good talking to you, and I would certainly consider a QRA practitioner because they may find something that you can't remember. Maybe whacking the pubic bone as a kid on a bicycle, or maybe some other scar or trauma that is somehow reflexing there, and you want to get those and erase them because their claim to fame is slowly they destroy whatever they reflex to. But the key word is slowly, so if it happened 20 years ago, 30 years ago, you're not even thinking about it, but now
right.
It's starting to do something really bad.
Right.
Okay?
I've been very active in sports, so...
Yeah, see, that's me too. yeah, so I'm, you know how they say, licking your wounds? I'm mudpacking
my wounds. That's for sure.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.